Not me, not Hermione.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Neha.
I'm Afreen.
Welcome to Dramione Diaries. This is a podcast where we read and react to Draco and Hermione fan fiction.
This week's episode is going to be, drumroll.
No, I literally just smacked.
This week's episode is going to be, drumroll, our final freaking
installment of Manigold. Thank God.
I know. It's been going on for an age.
Manigold has had me in a manacle.
But we kind of wanted it that way.
Yeah. I think I didn't realize how much we would yap about the flashbacks. But you know what? It's
the thing is, every time I do, like, whenever we've been writing the notes and, like, we're skimming through the fic, I'm just like, every single detail needs to be in here.
Yeah.
And there's like 500 million details.
Because all the details matter.
And yeah, every single one matters.
I can't believe she wrote this on her phone.
On Notes app? Are you joking? I can barely write my grocery list on there. But okay, Neha, if you could use any aspect of magic in your life, what would it be and why for this week?
Well, Ramadan is coming up.
Woo-woo!
Yeah. And I don't wake up for Sahri.
Ramadan.
Which is...
Sorry.
Which is like what you're supposed to do with Sunnah, I think.
Yeah, you right? should. Yeah, I think it's like good to eat. Like, it's not... The purpose is not to starve yourself.
Yeah, but I'd rather sleep. So I literally
You would rather not starve yourself of rest.
I sleep. It's really bad, but I sleep. And then I wake up and I pray like Gaza.
Yeah, but you have to, like, if you're trying to, like, get to work, you have to wake up early, so.
Speaking of.
At least I wasn't in the middle of a sentence. My Azan apps, like, I never know which one's going to go off and which one's not and if it's going to do the whole thing.
My parents used to have it in, like, their computer, like, the family computer.
Yeah.
And, like, we would put, like, the speaker really loud because we would listen to, like, videos or whatever, and then all of a sudden we'd be walking in the house,
the wall would shake. No, my mom has, like, I don't know why we still have, you know, like those old Amazon Fire tablets. They were like a Kindle and they were like this thick, like they were literally the size of a book, and my mom has the Azan app installed on there, and it's so old now that if the volume's all the way up, that thing like has that weird like the Azan still goes off in the house, and it's like,
it's scary.
Yeah, it actually shakes your bones. You can't even understand it.
Yeah.
Okay, ask me.
Okay. Wait, I didn't even answer. Oh. I just talked about Ramadan. Wait, so back to my answer.
Yeah.
I would want a nutrition potion so that I could just like really quickly wake up, down it, maybe pray.
Take a shot at the beginning of your fast.
Yeah, yeah. And then Amazing. Go back to EPs. Or I would also like a slow release caffeine potion.
That's funny. They do make pills for that.
I know. But I feel like the magical version would
be
way more potent.
Yeah. Is there or like an energizing spell for the day?
A pepper up?
Yeah, but that's a potion. You can't be eating that.
No.
A spell.
A spell that just like makes my eyes stay awake.
A stinging jinx. I'm just kidding.
Afreen.
Yeah.
If you could have used an element from Harry Potter this past 2 weeks or like what you want to do, probably for like Ramadan maybe.
Oh.
Because I did one for Ramadan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think, okay, on two counts, I would love a quick quotes quill, or I would love a magical planner that reminds me about everything I'm forgetting, because A, like I don't remember shit when I'm
remember
hungry.
All, but like an actual one
I think
helps you?
No, like, actually. Akdamsi is munching. Should I continue?
Crunch, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think like A, I need one for our outlines because this manacled outline is actually 15 pages long at this point. And I didn't even finish today's episode's
it's
outline.
It's a behemoth of an outline.
It's crazy, but I really like it because we have our own commentary in there and we're just like, yeah. And then Narcissa, like the portrait Narcissa, screamed at Hermione, lols, she's a bitch. I don't know why I need to write that in there. But yeah, I could use it for podcast outlines. I could also use it for like remembering all the things that I forget to do in Ramadan because I'm just hangry. But I feel like, yeah, I could, that would come in handy.
We need an anti-hangry potion.
Ooh.
Yeah. Also, guys, we are recording this literally 2 days before Ramadan.
Yeah.
So when this comes
Ramadan
out,
Kareem,
we'll be able to eat. Ramadan will be over. It's going to be Eid.
No, it won't because, well, yeah, about, oh, it'll be about the last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay,
so Eid Mubarak to all
guys.
Those who celebrate.
Yeah. Guys, trigger warning. We kind of talk about like rape, non-con, lots of like there's
gore,
some gore
violence.
Yeah.
Lots of trigger warnings.
Not great
war
stuff. Mind the tags.
Cheers.
All right. So finally she emerges from her coma. Hermione does.
It's been like a week getting into everything after she wakes up. You're just like, I forgot about everything that happened.
I'm like, oh my God, they're finally together. Hug, be happy. And it's obviously not like that at all.
No. Well, she's been out. Oh, also before we like get into it, I saw like this beautiful binding on like I think TikTok. I'm gonna try to like repost on our Instagram stories if I can find it. But somebody bound manacled, and obviously it's free to do fic bindings as long as you're not like you
selling
do it,
it
for yourself. Yeah. No profits. And so I love seeing people that bind, especially manacled, but they called the first part the High Reeve. They called the flashbacks the Healer, like in their titles. Wow. And then they called this part post flashbacks the Reckoning.
Wow.
And I cannot think of anything like I'm always going to think of it like that because that's so accurate. And low key, obviously the flashbacks second half are so good, but I think obviously this is like the best part.
Do you think
of Manacled? Sorry, there's a
you dog. Think post flashback is the best part of Manacled?
Yeah, because everything is like coming together. Like the war is weighing so heavily on you. You feel like you're in it and it's all despairing. And even the happy parts, there's just that crushing like grief of like the inevitable.
Yeah.
And that's here too. But I think, I don't know, like so many things come together.
Yeah, I hear you, but I also really like the freshness of Draco and Hermione in the flashbacks and
yeah.
And like the way that they're
not tainted.
Yeah, like
yeah,
they're
that
both
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No.
So she's been recalling like in my mind I think that she recalls the way that we read it, but it's not like that for her. She's just like remembering things in pieces,
yeah,
and fragments.
Yeah,
doesn't really have them in order, but she has all of her memories. Just
she
like
has
not
them
in
back.
Order. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the fact that basically she had this one reality, like pre flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Flashbacks, she got all of those back, and like I think we read that it kind of like swallowed her up, and then we know it. Basically, it's June 2005. She's like what, a few weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't like she's still reconciling like the current present from like the past.
Yeah.
And so she's and I'm confused. I'm just like why does she remember but not remember?
Yeah, because like I think as soon as she gets her memories back and she wakes up and she sees Draco, like I'm thinking they're gonna have this like really big
beautiful I kind of thought the first thing she would be saying is like so you got married, like fuck off. But she's kind of like upset because I guess towards the end of the flashbacks like you see that she was like somebody always comes for me.
Yeah.
And I think like now when she wakes up she's like you never came looking for me, and he's like are you out of your effing mind?
I also think it's really sad that she's just like oh my God I thought you were dead, and then and then he's like oh my God you remember, and he's about to reach out to her, and then she like cowers in the corner and has to be like who is this man, and that's really sad.
Yeah, because she's like he's so much older and he seems like a whole different
and also
person.
She's like also he like raped me.
Yeah, and she's like just coming to terms. Obviously her freshest memories from when she was lucid is like when he was really cruel to her, so she's confused for sure.
Yeah, and then he reminds her about Ginny, right?
Yeah, she's like you basically because she's freaking out about like you killed everybody. She's like I can't believe you killed Ginny, because I think she remembers telling him that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like no, Ginny's alive, and she's like you killed Ginny. He's like Ginny's alive. So basically he tells her that he had to kill everyone because he was looking for her, because he had that ring on her finger, and he added like a life.
Yeah, tracing, a lifeline.
Yeah, to make sure that he could feel her heartbeat.
After the guy trash.
Yeah, and she was bleeding out. But he was just like, I went all over Europe. Like, I looked for everybody. And he was like, that's actually really genius that he volunteered to be the one to find everyone.
Yeah.
Because A, obviously, like, he was looking for her. B, like,
it shows that he's really loyal to Voldemort.
Yeah, and he could ensure that, like, he killed them instead of saving them for torture. Oh. And, like, yeah, and, like,
yeah.
And I think it's crazy, too, because this was the first time, like, today when I was doing my notes, I was, like, when you fast forward towards the end of, like, Manacled, like, the anniversary celebration of the Hogwarts battle is coming up, and they're still doing executions. So these resistance fighters and order members have been, like, kept alive for that long, and they're still coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, no, they were imprisoned.
Oh.
Yeah. So he basically
in Hogwarts.
In Hogwarts, and he basically ensured that, like McGonagall, all the Weasleys, and, like, he was looking for them. Found them, so that, and he had to, like, prove that he did find them to bring them back. And
that was really sad when he had to kill McGonagall, because didn't they have a little convo?
I don't know if he ever had a conversation.
No,
with
wasn't
McGonagall.
It like she, he like made sure that, you know, the safe houses were safe or whatever.
Oh yeah, she knew that he was the one who saved the Katniss orphanage. Also, I think it's funny that she's looking at him like, he's definitely a little mad at me.
Yeah.
And
she's like, why?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know what I could have possibly done. And he, you know, cannot be expressive about 1% of his feelings.
I think it's really hard because he's like, oh, I'm really glad. Well, he didn't really want, according to Sun Lin Yu, he didn't really want her to get her memories back. But I think a small part of him kind of wanted.
I know. Obviously. Like, how could, I don't know. I think he was just like, resigned.
Yeah.
He never thought it
He never hoped. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that he's a little bit happy that she has her memory back. I think that he's grateful that she's alive, because she was in a coma, not having a great time.
Yeah.
And then
and
also,
having so many seizures.
Yeah. So how can you be like mad at someone who's so like A, fragile, B, like the love of your life, C, going through a lot mentally and physically?
Well, he do be telling her later.
Yeah. He also lied. He's like, he could have been honest and from the get-go been like, oh, I can take Ginny out, but then like my cover will be blown. Or like what? Or like my cover was blown.
Technically, he never lied to her. He just assumed.
He omitted truth. You don't think omission of truth is lying?
I think he was just like, there's no way she's going to leave.
I think he disappointed her and she disappointed him.
Yeah. And okay, so basically, later she's like, why are you mad at me? And he's like, basically she knows that he's never going to trust her again. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, you should not have assumed that I would have been willing to freaking, just because you saved Ginny, just like sacrifice you. That's insane. And he's like, that was a deal. And she's like, why did you just fucking assume that I would be willing to let you go?
She's like, you think that like, I don't feel as much as you.
Yeah, and that's so fair.
But you know what? It's not like she expressed it. I feel like he was the one who was like, mine. I'm going to take care of you.
mine, like the fucking seagulls and Nemo.
And she wasn't like,
no, I think he,
because he was like, oh, we should run away together, and she's like, haha, lols, yeah, sure.
No, Neha, she always was the one who made plans after the war. She'd be like, once I'm done helping the order, then we'll
no,
both
he
run.
Was like, no, and that's what I'm annoyed about, because she should have been like, yeah, let you and I, like, as soon as the war is over, like, let's go together. Like, why she didn't need to stay and rebuild. I know she has dreams for like the other Muggleborns, but like,
but yeah, God, that's true. Damn. No, that part's true. But at the end, she was ready to go with Ginny.
Yeah, and I.
But I guess, like, how could, they had no clue on how to get the mark off. Like, how could he have gone?
Yeah, but if he was like, yeah, I'll take you to Ginny, but like my cover is going to be blown. Like, let's. And then she'll be like, okay, and then I can build a bomb, and then blah, blah, blah.
And then I'll build a bomb. And to be fair, he had no idea that she just had been making
bombs. You're so right. That was like a dirty
one,
little secret.
One
who
thing
lied more?
Hermione was just casually going to be like, yeah, so I'm also a terrorist.
You think you're good at terrorism?
Anyway, so he was just like, basically, he was just like answering her questions. And he's just like, don't, like, you're going to get out. Like, Severus has a plan to like get rid of Voldemort.
Yeah, I like how as soon as she's just like, all right, what's the plan?
She's like, okay,
what are we doing? Yeah, how are we going to kill him? Plan? And he's like, we nothing.
He's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you're getting the hell out of here. And then I think it's cool that Severus has just been out and about destabilizing a regime for the last 1.5 years. But what does that mean exactly?
I think he probably goes to different countries and he's like, don't ally with us.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds so accurate.
Don't ally with us.
You'll be so good at destabilizing regimes. We can't put that in this podcast where two brown girls are gonna they're gonna flag us. And he's like, yeah, I'll see you soon. Who is lying more
lies
now?
More lies.
And I think she's also, I think it's just really sad seeing her kind of wake up out of this fog because she doesn't recognize herself.
Yeah.
And like that whole point of like the way that she was just like wasting away during the war, but her eyes had a fire in her. And here she's like, I don't know who that person is. I don't know who I am from like before, like when she was in the manor, like, and she's like, I don't know who the fuck I am now, except and
she
pregnant.
she can't really like reconcile like the Dracos as well. She's like, you're married. Also, that was so me. I would so hark on that detail. I'd be like, you got married.
I think it's funny he got married the same day that James was born. He's like, two tragedies in my life.
Oh my god.
Did he sleep with her?
Yeah, he had to.
Like, just once?
Yeah, I think he did it just once. And then when she was barren, he's like,
gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's so funny that he just left her, like, apparated her to the manor, left her there, Astoria. But do I feel bad for her? No.
Yeah.
But
I'm so sorry you got married to a really rich man and then was left in a really big manor.
Yeah. And I feel like she had I guess she was already rich. Anyways, I think Hermione's eventually just like, yeah, this dude's lying through his teeth.
Yeah, I also think it's really sad, like, how she can't physically be with him. Like, even if it's just, like, in the same room. Like, do you know what I mean?
At like, first, she's, like, cowering.
Yeah.
And she wants him to stay, but she's, like,
He wants to comfort her, but doesn't know how to. And I don't even think she knows what she wants.
They're just, like, both flinching away from each other. It's really horrible. And it makes my heart hurt every time, no matter how many times I've read this fic. But he, like, takes her to the library. And I think that's when she is like, you have no intention of actually escaping with me, do you?
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, I really thought the library would distract you for a week.
You thought. Okay, so basically what the plan is that Severus is going to take Hermione to the safe house. Mm-hmm. And like they're just waiting for Severus to come back, basically. Draco was like, oh, we have, because like all of the Horcruxes are gone.
Yep.
Thanks to Draco. So now only Voldemort is left.
Yeah. And so, he's like, he's going to come back for the anniversary celebration. I think it was like August or something, because Ginny was 6 months pregnant and she gave birth in October. She's like, no, I'm going to figure something out. And he loses it. He's like, please.
Yeah. And then he says like, she's just like, you had like 16 months to think about a plan and this is the best you came up with.
She has a point.
But yeah, I do think I'm just like, what is the plan? Because clearly she doesn't want to leave without him or like live without him. Mm-hmm. If she like that's what got her into that fucking place in the first place. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so I don't understand why it's not clicking for him this time either.
He's keeping his distance.
Yeah.
Well, because he just thinks there's no other way.
I also think he's bounded by the oaths that he took. The vows. So
I think the biggest problems that they have are that Voldemort's alive and his vows are that he has to defeat Voldemort.
Yeah.
B, if they like try to run, their fucking marks are going to trace them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's just, it's really sad because he's like, I always would have run with you if I ever could have. And she's just like panicking because she's like, I always lie. You always used to say that you couldn't choose me over the order. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You have to go take care of Ginny or whatever. And she's just like, I was lying.
Yeah, and this is where I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Because how is he supposed to know that she was lying?
Yeah. He couldn't have known, but yeah. And I think, but she did tell him that I love you. But we'll get to that. But he was just like, I was lying about not getting able to choose you. And he's like, yeah, I can't really tell you the truth anymore because I don't trust you.
And she's like, but I tried to come back. Yeah.
And he's like, and I think like basically when he says it, it's such a blow to her because she did try to come back. And he's like, no, 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 I know. Like, I read the report out of Sussex. And she, I wrote down the list. She killed everybody inside Sussex because of her bombs. And also she had poison inside the bombs that killed everybody that breathed it in.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And then she wiped out almost the entire Dementor population of Great Britain.
With her dragon. Yeah. And she set
them on fire.
Yeah. And I heard that Draco read that her Patronus was a dragon.
Yeah. I wonder what he thought about that. That didn't ring any bells for him. He was like, huh. I wonder why. That's crazy. But, and then she killed 15 werewolves, 20 vampires, 6 hags, lol. I'm a hag. And then she stabbed like more werewolves and hags and vampires, I think. And then she stabbed Montague twice. And then
should have been a third time.
Yeah, I know. And then he fucking stupefied her. And that's how she got.
But she did so much. She really did try to come back.
And she was like, I was just trying to save you. And
she was just like, I was just trying to save you. And he's like, you didn't save us. You just put us in hell for 2 years.
Oof. Low blow.
Oof.
Yeah, he didn't need to say all that.
No, if he just was honest from the beginning.
He's being kind of a dick also, I think. And
he's frustrated.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a tad.
Just a bit. But he's just like, and then he also is like, I never assumed that you were going to like stay pregnant after you escaped.
I think it's just really sad because everything's out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have to reckon
he wasn't expecting that to ever even happen.
Yeah. Like right away, I think she's just like really protective of this baby.
Yeah.
And so I think like it's really hard for her to
hear that. And also she's just like, why does he not give? He thinks that I'm just going to keep on hating him.
Yeah. And like,
why is he expecting that still?
I also think it must be hard for her to be like, you don't want to keep like our baby.
So she's like, why would you think that? And she's like, did you read my note? Like she was like, I left you a note like before I left for Sussex. Like I said, I love you. And I think she kisses him.
Yeah. Finally.
I think this is like, he like stays still for a second. And then he just like, his walls kind of break down.
Yeah, the runes. Yeah. Unhesitating. They come in handy sometimes.
I know. Shout out runes. I'm just kidding. But he's just like, saying sorry and over, and he's like, I'm sorry, I love you, and I never got to, you left, and I never got to tell you. Sobbing. I'm like, I don't really cry during Wynnegold, but I feel like my heart just like hurts.
I do think that if they said I love you before, it would change a lot.
Really? Do you explain?
I think that if she said I love you before,
he wouldn't have lied about Ginny.
I think he would have been like, oh shit, like she loves me too.
How does he not know?
Because she literally, she's only with him because she had to be.
Lols, yeah.
You know?
He's like, oh, I like her more than she likes me.
Yeah.
But you know what, Draco? That's how it should be.
So now she has this like new fire up her ass that she wants to remove his mark.
And save him.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to get this freaking mark off. And he has like all of his research and Severus tried to help. And he's just like letting her, but he's not in it.
He's like, I will let you research, but like once Severus comes, you have to leave.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, if you start having seizures, like you're not gonna
continue.
Yeah, because
why is she still having seizures? Like her fugues are unfugued now, right? Like she has all of her
fugues are unfugued
memories. And
it must be all the trauma from all of like, A, she did so much occlumency / whatever her fugues were.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had so much like traumatizing legitimacy on top of it. And then she's like, pregnant.
I just feel like sometimes it's a little frustrating for me to read that she's, you know, researching in the library and wakes up in like her bed because she had like a seizure. Like I think that is frustrating for me, A, because I'm like, it's really hard for me to see Hermione this way. I think she's such a strong character and really strong willed. And so when she's like physically and mentally like weaker throughout the fic,
she says to herself, she's like, I don't like I'm a shell now. Like there's nothing left of me from before.
So that's frustrating. And also it's frustrating because I'm like, bitch, we're on a time crunch.
No, literally we are running, like the clock is running out.
And also and I'm just like, is your baby okay? Like this baby is going through so much.
The baby's literally fine. I feel like nothing happened to that baby.
That baby is helping dramatic for Hermione more.
No, literally the baby
the baby's like, you need my magical signature way more than I do.
Way more. I don't even see yours. No, I'm just kidding. But he just starts telling stories about like what he was doing, like playing with Theo Knot when this he was a so kid sad. And flying and like climbing trees and where he and scraped Topsy. His knee. And she's like, yeah, and Topsy's there. Topsy raised him. Topsy the elf. And she's just like, the fuck is he talking about? And then she's like, oh my God, like him acknowledging that I'm going to have this baby means that he's also acknowledging that he's never going to meet.
Yeah. And he's telling her all these things so that she has things to tell their kid.
Yeah. And she's like basically realizing that like he wants the baby to like know what he did for them.
Yeah. Do they know that it's a girl?
Yeah, they know that it's a girl because fucking Healer Stroud was like, oh, a female. Sad.
Ugh, my brown girl just like got triggered.
No, literally. And remember like in the like pre-flashbacks, she was like, oh, well, it's not the heir. So if you don't want it, like you can give it to us. We'll take it over to like Sussex to research on it. That's insane.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Isn't Draco like staring at the orb? Like,
yeah, he looks like he got like hit by a train. Yeah.
And she's just like, shouldn't we be like together and like holding hands? And like she's just like in a parallel universe. Yeah. Like this would be like
a cute little sonogram appointment. Yeah. Also, one so thing many things about get
taken
me,
away from them.
I believe that Draco should be a girl dad.
Yeah.
That tracks. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Girl dad.
So then she just like tries to make a move on him and because they've been like kissing now, but they've never taken it further. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm trying to have sex with you. He's like, no.
I would feel so rejected.
I would jump out the window. I would.
Cry.
Yeah.
It used to be like something that was ours and it was taken away.
Yeah. And she's like, she doesn't remember having sex like before like coming to the manor as a surrogate. And she's like, I want to remember that. But I'm just like, now that you have your memories back, like, why can't she remember?
That's a good point.
And I don't understand how like her memories work and like her remembering works. But
yeah. But now, but like they eventually work it out. Thank God.
Yeah. And they do work it out. But I think it's really sad. I wrote down that like when he stops, he's like so stressed because she's like, it feels better. Like now that I can say that I'm like, you can stop because like before she was afraid that her compulsions would get in the way, but they don't. Mm. And it's so sad because she's like holding his face and she's like, he looks like something that she could shatter in her hands. Like he's so like frozen with fear of like hurting her. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Just put him through more.
He's kind of way nicer to you right now. Than why do I feel bad for Draco?
This is when she is in the library researching and then like wakes up and has a seizure. Yeah. And Draco's, that's like one of the, you know, the stipulations that Draco has on her that she cannot research if she's just like, if it ends up harming her.
Yeah. He wasn't even home. He was in Austria.
He has to come back from Austria.
He's pissed.
He's so pissed. And he's already pissed that she hurt herself. And like, she's just so desperate. But he's like, you can't have everything you want. You have to choose.
I'm like, it's 2005. Get a laptop with Google. I'm just kidding. And where is the Manners like cross-referencing catalog from the auction and the right thing to do. That's what we need.
Exactly. She's like, I can't leave you behind. I'm so tired of not getting to choose you.
Yeah. Because he's like, you are so shit at keeping your promises to me. Because she's like, yeah, I'm going to keep researching. He's like, no.
This is where I understand Hermione. She's like, yeah, I want Ginny and Draco and I want us and this baby and I want us to be safe. Like, I think I get it. Speaking of breaks you, Lucius comes.
Oh yeah. Lol. I kind of like Lucius.
You know what, he is a character.
He makes things interesting for sure. He's a little manic, but no, Lucius shows up at the manor and he's really icky because he like sees Hermione, and Draco's like, oh yeah, did I not mention? Have you met my whore? Yeah, pretty much. You know, he's got to be acting his ass off.
Give the man an Oscar.
He said some really gross things. He's like, oh, does the commonness like appeal to you? And he's like opening her dress up. I'm just like, get your hands off her. And Hermione's like,
God.
To Draco, she's just like, don't kill him, don't kill him, don't kill him.
And Draco's just like shaking with rage.
Yeah, but basically like Lucius had to come back because Draco for some reason has been shit at finding the last word remember, obviously. He, you know. But yeah, so he's kind of come over to like take over the assignment.
He's like torturing centaurs? That's
crazy. Yeah, because they were in the Forbidden Forest where the arrow came from. And so they just think that that's where the answers are. But he's just like gutting them and dragging them everywhere. And then there's like, I think this is when like, yeah, like Draco, he's like, come on, you're going to help me interrogate this thing. And so like, even though Hermione gets sent back up to her room, she like hears the centaur screaming
and her and Narcissa in the portrait like just
because the portrait gets so scared basically
they're just like trauma bonding
and so she just stands over there and this is the first time the portrait is like I think acknowledging her a little bit she like puts her hand up and like the portrait puts her hand up.
She finally finds an answer though. She's like, oh, I figured it out. And he's like, yeah, like do tell. She's like, I just need like 15 drops of phoenix tears.
And I can get your mark off.
And he's like, okay, it's like, might as well have asked for the moon.
Yeah, I know. He like doesn't even react. He's like, well, there goes that idea. Yeah. But she's like, I'm going to figure it out. And he's like,
sure.
He's like, I'm done. He's like, I'm so tired. Like, Severus is coming soon. Like, I didn't get to say goodbye to you. She's like, yeah, we're going to bang.
Is this where he says, Hermione, I'm tired?
Yeah.
That was so sad.
That was really, honestly, that was so sad.
Like, his hand is shaking, so he can't eat. He's like, even if we do everything, like, I can't duel him.
I know. He's like, what? Like, she's like, I'm going to come up with something. And he's like, what? Like, what could you possibly do? If I get your manacles off, put my wand in your hand, apparate you to his fucking castle, you haven't done magic and like, 4 years or something, you're gonna do what exactly? And he's like, and it's cool because he, not cool, but it's horrifying, but he's like, yeah, and even if we do manage to somehow fucking kill him, he has like his castle charm to collapse.
Yeah.
If like somebody casts a killing curse at him or something.
That's
wild.
Yeah.
But really genius.
Yeah. And he's just like, and look at my hands are like, I'm done. Like he's a shaking.
Yeah, and she's like finally able to. One thing I like about this Hermione is that she's so determined, even though she has nothing to work with. Like, you kind of see the fire in her coming back, but it's more kind of just like desperate hope.
Yeah. Sorry, I meant to say that he has a tremor.
Yeah.
So he can't like fight. He can't duel the Dark Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, and it gets even worse from like. Here he's like kind of okay, like, but he has the Crucio side effects, but yeah, he's just like let's have some time to say goodbye because I think like Severus is coming in a few days or something,
like a week.
Yeah, maybe a week or something.
Yeah.
And so she's just like, I'm gonna like pushes through her anxiety basically, and they're finally able to like finally like have sex
and be intimate.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, I know this is what was ours and like what I loved and like this is how I remember it. And she's like just saying I love you to him, and she's like, I wanted to show you for my whole life that I loved you. And it's just like so sad because I feel like now that he's getting the same exact like adoration back from her that he was giving to her, he's like, it must be so devastating for him because he has no way out of this. He knows he's gonna die and he's getting such a short amount of time. And she's also feeling guilty that, like, she kind of stole so much time away from them.
Yeah. But she couldn't not try.
Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah.
She's just, like, raging at him once in a while, like, and obviously in hysterics about how, like, she's going to keep going without him. And she realized that, like, he just lets her, like, take it out all on him because, and he did it, like, before, too, before she remembered, like, pre-flashbacks, because he knows her so well that he's like, if she's angry, then she's not going to be self-destructive, and it's going to make it easier for her to like let go of him and leave. And yeah. I think it's just like all these little nuances that you see, like the side of him that's out in the war, but like compared to who he really is so insane.
He takes her out to meet the horses, and she's like, oh my god, I didn't know you had horses. And he's like,
he like, has Abraxians and Granians,
yeah,
and something else.
Does he have Thestrals?
Oh, maybe.
She's like, all right, what? Why did you want me to see these horses? And he's like, this is how we're going to fly to Denmark at one of the safe houses that takes you to the other safe house.
Yeah, how she's going to fly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's going to fly. So sorry. Mm-hmm. And apparently it just knows like to say go home, and it just flies to its mate.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, he put the other mate like back at the safe house, and there's a port key there that they're going to take to Ginny, basically.
Yeah.
And so he was just showing her that on one of their walks. And also this is when he's kind of like, you don't remember them, because like when the last time like Voldemort did let the Gibbelins on her, he like tore apart all these little tiny things that were making her sort of happy when she was imprisoned.
And she's like, what else did he take? And he's like, oh, how you made cranes. And she's like, huh, I wonder why I did that.
Oh.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And so they're walking back, and he's like, off. And he like stops because the wards or whatever. And he's like, oh, fuck, Astoria's here.
He's like, nothing can ever go wrong in halves.
Yeah. She comes home, and I think they're like, now she basically barely sees Draco. But then one day, like, he's walking her, and Astoria's just like storming through the gardens.
It's like, Draco, do something about your dad. The blood is everywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't go with the furniture.
Yeah. And she's like, I redecorated. And so then Lucius is like, comes up strolling on up like it's a sunny little like tea time.
Lucius is like, oh, that was redecoration. It's shit.
Yeah. And I think he like calls her barren or something.
Oh, yeah.
To refer to the fact that she's also like, she can't have children, which is low blow.
I mean, Astoria has like a whole breakdown.
She's like, get out.
She's like, and then all of a sudden you just see like her neck being sliced.
Yeah.
And she just bleeds on the floor and dies.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lucius is just like, oh, she's so much quieter now. It's so nice. I think it's crazy that Lucius is like, you know, you talk too much. I've never heard a peep out of the mudblood. And Draco just like covers Hermione a little bit more. Doesn't give a fuck about what's happening to Astoria.
I think it's so funny that after Draco's just like, father, you've killed my wife.
In shock, apparently.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's going to be okay. Like, I'm going to admit up to, like, I'm going to confess, like, I'm going to take her body to the Dark Lord, blah, blah, blah. He's like, have some pain potion for me ready when I come back.
He's like, you don't even like her. Yeah, let's be real.
And then he's like telling him that he can marry a 16-year-old that he found in Bulgaria.
Bro.
Please. But, free. You know, I was thinking about this today, but Draco's only 24. Draco's just like, huh.
I think it's sucks. I literally didn't realize it, but when Hermione's just like, you planned all of that, didn't you? I'm like, oh, did he? Whoa.
Yeah. How did he plan that?
I think he just knew that she was going to be annoying and that Lucius wasn't going to stand for it. Basically.
Mm. So he did none of the planning. He just let them crash into each other, like let the chips fall where they may.
I think like Draco could have cleaned the blood if he wanted to.
I do think that he was like,
maybe he told all of the elves, he's like, don't clean the blood.
Yeah, he was like, let the actually make a bigger mess. Because I think there was like intestines and stuff hanging all over the freaking foyer. Like he made a mess.
The Malfoys and intestines, they have a thing for them.
They know where to inflict damage. But yeah, I do think that when Lucius was like, stepping up, he was like coming over to them, Draco was like, yeah, father, Astoria hates what you've done with the blade. He snitches fast. But yeah, she's just like, you planned all that. And he's like, what did you think I was gonna do? She tried to blind you.
He's so like, right. Wow.
Yeah, you know what, I respect it.
Yeah, I understand her frustration, because she's like, I'm trying so hard to save you and you're so,
and he has all his chess pieces lined in place.
Yeah, yeah. for her to like just follow. Leave and for him to die. Mm-hmm. She's like, why are you so resigned on dying? Mm-hmm. And he says, I didn't make plans past the war. I knew Harry would never win. And that falling for you, like, didn't change that. It just made it worse.
Yeah, he's just like, it just made it worse knowing that, like, I fell in love with you, but I was going to have not going to get anywhere with that in the end.
Because even, like, in the flashbacks, like, when he, like, has, when they have sex, like, for the first time, like, he's even after when they're having that like post conversation, mm-hmm. she's just like, okay, I guess I'm going to go back and he's going to die. Like it's, yeah. it's only until she's just like, well, they might just like sell me to the next, you know, spy.
Yeah. yeah.
And he, that's when he was just like, okay, I'll do the
vow. Like, oh, I have to like save her because yeah. she's mine now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how all of that like works out like this yeah. into this, but yeah, so they're just like hanging on to each other desperately, and you like feel the desperation. Like she's like more comfortable having sex with him. She is like she can't do much more research. Like she's mm-hmm. trying. I think she's still reading anything that she can find.
Yeah, she still like thinks that when Severus comes, she'll be able to like plead with him.
Yeah,
because news comes back that Severus died.
Yeah, Draco comes back like after being gone for so long, and she's like, and I think he looks like actually shook, and he never does.
Yeah,
and she's like,
he's showing emotion. That's no, crazy.
He's like, oh, she's like, oh god, it must be bad.
Yeah,
and he's just like, yeah. So there was
he's like, what's the point of being a spy if you get killed?
And you know what? He makes some points because literally, Severus just dies in like a freaking insurgent.
Vampire
like a uprising of vampires that are defecting from Voldemort's no, like that's regime.
So embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. Okay, I don't know if I should talk about this now or later, but what? I read like and I commented on like a really interesting thread. So basically I was on Grinions and Paper Cranes, and somebody, and this was literally a couple days ago, somebody was like, does anybody else think that Severus got himself killed on purpose? And it's insane because the day that somebody had posted that, I had been thinking the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah. So she was like, do you think that he did it on purpose to kind of give Draco and Hermione a chance at escaping? And a lot of people said no, because he, and the, some of the reasons were like Draco needed him to get Hermione to leave. He like was the one who was helping Draco overthrow the Dark Lord, mm-hmm. and he was the one that could help Draco get like the manacles off.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, and he technically was the last Order member besides Hermione, and he knew like the last thing that Hermione said to him before she left for Sussex in the flashbacks was that I need Draco to live. Like she was like, I need him to survive. I cannot live if Draco's not around. And I kind of feel like I am in this camp where like, I kind of feel like he knew that Hermione, she was betting on the fact that A, she could do enough research to get his dark mark off. He knew that Draco would, no way in hell would he let Hermione like do anything else besides leave with Severus. Like he was like, he's not going to try and save himself as long as he has to save her and I'm around. And I think that he knew that it wasn't really a big issue to find some but other Death Eater and just force them to get her manacles off. Like that was never the biggest problem. But he was like, if she's the last surviving Order member, she can tell him that she fulfilled the vow and have nothing conflicting that. She is, he's betting on the fact that she is smart enough to get his dark mark off. And he knew that if nobody, like, if he wasn't around, like, Draco would kind of, like, have a little bit more reason to run with Hermione, especially if the other contingencies were kind of getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah. And I didn't agree with you until you said that she would have been the last Order yeah. member that could fulfill
and I believe, his vow. I believe in him kind of, like, oh, and also the other point that I made was that Hermione says herself to Severus at the end of the flashbacks that like, you've been a spy longer than I've been alive, like figure it out. Mm. And it's true, he's been in this war for like
forever,
for generations at this point. Like he yeah. I feel like it's unreasonable that he would just let himself get killed by an uprising vampire coven.
That's true. I guess if that was the truth, and I like this theory, I just wish we would have known. I think that would have been really nice.
But I think it's kind of part of like, I don't know if like, I don't know if I even want to know that Sinlin, you didn't think that, because I feel like I want to believe that of Severus, that like he would want like to give Draco and Hermione kind of
the
something.
Shot that him and Lily didn't
yeah.
have.
Because, oh yeah, the other thing is that basically that secret dies with Severus and Manacled. Like she's just like, I have, she thinks like she's kind of grieving him, and she's like, I don't know how he, why he turned coat, but he's been chained to this war for longer than either of us. And we will never know why he did all that.
Oh, yeah. They don't know about Lily.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever finds out about Lily, like not Hermione, not Drake, and nobody. But she's just like, oh, was he your friend? Like, he was kind of my friend. But
Hermione's kind of happy that.
She's like, yeah, I kind of have more time.
Yeah. And he's like, you thought.
Yeah. He's like, you're still leaving.
Yeah.
And she's also being a little doomsday. She's like, it's okay. You did your best. Like, we're all going to die. he's like, shut the fuck up. You're so stupid.
He's like, you wish.
Yeah.
Okay. So then he is like, Topsy.
Yeah, he's in like problem fixing mode. He's like sad about Severus for half a second.
No, he's not sad about Severus because she's like, did you like him? Oh, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
Well, were you close?
No, he's just like, no. He didn't like me because he was like, I don't deserve you. And like, she's like 10 times the person that
you are.
That's
so sad because it's like they were the only two people who
knew,
you know,
yeah,
and were spies and like both loved him. A mudblood.
Maybe that's why he hates Draco, because he's like, I see myself too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and it's really sad when he calls her Topsy because he's just in like contingency plan mode.
Yeah.
And he had promised Topsy that she could stay all the way until the end to say goodbye to him.
Yeah, and he's like,
she
no,
raised
you,
him.
Yeah, and he's like, no, you gotta leave like now.
Yeah, and like commands her away.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Oh, and then when Hermione's like pissed at him, she's like, you should have let him say goodbye. Like, you don't know how she's gonna feel. And he's like, I know how it feels to not get to say goodbye to people.
Oof. Also, she's like, is that what you're gonna do to me?
Yeah. He's like, well, that would kind of track because we're so good at that.
Severus isn't coming, but it's about like 3 weeks away until like Jenny is supposed to get her,
mm-hmm.
or that they're supposed to meet, basically.
Yeah, she starts exercising to mm-hmm. just like gain back some strength.
Mm-hmm. Voldemort doesn't appear at the anniversary function. Sus.
Yeah, well, he's getting weaker.
Yeah.
And I think he's pissed about Severus.
Yeah.
And like the insurgency.
And so I think like with Severus, like Voldemort tortures Draco while doing more religious elemency and like cruciate, and this is where he has like the tremor, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit after. Well, basically, like, yeah, Draco like comes after the anniversary function and he's just like a mess, and like it says that he like had to Avada like 25 people back to back.
Oh my god.
And I guess like until this fic, I didn't think about how much
that is. The heart of Isis is working so hard.
She's putting in work.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also this is where that like Hermione's reading the news reports of that anniversary party, and he's like considered one of the most dark wizards in magical history.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like,
there's no
Malfoy.
Going back. Yeah.
Draco Malfoy is, that's how he's considered. But she's still just like, okay, like I have 3 weeks. Like, I'm going to somehow save him. I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to save him. And like her baby, I think, also starts moving.
Yeah.
She feels some
flutters. It's called quickening.
Oh.
And
I don't like
how,
that word.
Okay.
Sorry.
I like how she's just like, and this is where she is. And like, this is what she's developing now. Like,
and she like talks to her baby too.
Yeah. And I really like that she says, like, she makes promises to her baby, mm-hmm. and she's like, I'm going to take care of you and I'm not going to trap you. And if you want to like go when you're older, like, I'll let you go. Yeah,
I'd be like, sorry, I went through hell to get you here, so you're just never leaving. Like, what do
there's
you want
that brown mom in you.
Yep. She thinks that like I think Lucius is trying to get into her room because her doorknob is like rattling, and so she stays and she's like, okay, let me just go out and see. And she like opens her door and Draco's just like face down,
just
on the ground.
Just not having a great time.
Wiped out.
And thank God she opened the door.
I know.
She brings him in, starts healing him.
He wasn't even going to go to her, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she starts healing him. How does she heal him? Like, she gets...
She has, like... Well, Topsy's gone, but she has, like, Bobbin or whatever bring all of his, like, healing supplies.
She's like, who's the healer that he goes to? Like, Hermione, you should know he has no healer that he goes to.
And he's in such bad shape because, like, when he went to see, like, Voldemort, like, he was so pissed about Severus dying and blamed it on him that he, like, decided to, like, test, like, his loyalty again and did legitimacy on him. Mm. But then he was like, oh yeah, Draco's in Aquaman. So then he had somebody, and we know later that it's Lucius Crucio Draco while he was doing legitimacy.
And you have to mean an unforgivable.
Oh yeah. How the fuck did he do that?
He's probably like, you killed my wife. No, just kidding.
I don't know.
He's probably like, I don't know, just like, you're not the son I wanted.
Mm-hmm. He's pissed. And he, like, also Lucius just, like, is unhinged also because...
Yeah, he probably taps into that crazy.
Yeah. And he just hates that, like, Draco's basically become, like, a little massacre man.
Yeah.
For Voldemort, not, like, anybody with actual...
Hermione gets really pissed power. At Draco, and she's like, you don't have a healer? And he's like, I don't know if you remember, but you put a super rare stone in my heart. Where was I supposed to go?
Shit. And he's just been doing all that healing himself, which, like, go off. Like, he's gotten pretty good. But, yeah, while she's just, like, waiting for him to get better, she, like, sees Lucius at the window. And he's just, like, walking around, like, her wing of the manor. I like that she has a wing of the manor.
It's her wing.
Her wing of the manor. Yeah. And he's just, like, so interested.
I hate that, like, in the middle of the night, he wakes up and he's like, oh. Lucius is, like, wandering.
Mm-hmm.
And he
gotta
has to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the next morning, the elves bring her breakfast, but she's just like, I can't eat. And so then she goes to, like, find Draco because he never came back. And, like, the portrait for, like, I think speaks for, like, the first time or something. And she's like, don't! And Hermione, like, jumps, like, out of her skin because she's like, who the is in my room?
I would also scream.
Yeah, like, what do you mean that that's when you decide to talk? And she's like, yeah, just don't go out, Draco's not home. She's like, you know that? And the portrait's like, yeah. And she's like, anyways, I want to save your son. And she's like, no,
I just don't understand that. And then, like,
I don't understand portraits.
Hermione, me neither. I don't understand. Hermione's like, this Narcissa doesn't understand. She never had a son. Like, she doesn't know what it's like. But I feel like my 16-year-old self would want to preserve my son, hypothetically, if I've been watching my son as a portrait.
Yeah, but she's so in love with Lucius, the portrait, but also the portrait saw that, like, what happened to the real Narcissa.
Mm.
And she, I don't know, it's weird because, like, she's, like, a little hottie still, but she also has to take, like, watch over Hermione, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's just like, well, you can't, and, like, you can't save him. There's worse things than dying, and I know that you know you can't save him because otherwise you wouldn't be, like, walking around your room like you were a caged Nundu. And I was like, oh, this Narcissa.
Gagged you.
This Narcissa has read Dumavable. That's crazy.
She has so much time on her hands.
Yeah, that's true. That's what she's reading in her portrait. But Hermione, like, pushes on, and she's like, can't you just talk to Lucius about, like, trying to save Draco? And she's like, no. And she's like, and Hermione's like, fine.
So she goes to eat her breakfast, and she grabs the spoon, and she's like, and then I felt the pull on my navel.
Ugh, I hate that that's what Porky's feel like, but she's just like, first of all, feeling disgustingly sick because
she's like, I just started eating and this is what happens.
Yeah, she did not need that, and she's like locked in this freaking drawing room.
Yeah. With surprise, Lucius is there.
Yeah, obviously. And he's like, why are you, like, it's so hard to get to you. That's intriguing.
Yeah, and like, she's immediately panics, obviously.
Yeah, because everybody knows that he's got several screws loose. And also, I think it's interesting that, like, when he's talking to her, he's like, how are you so important? There's, like, barely a record of you on, like, anything that we recovered from the order. And I'm like, that's
Draco.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, I assume. But, like, Hermione is like, why not? There's, like, so many records of me. And I wonder if he
destroyed them. Because remember, she was like, I need to go far. Like, I can't run away with you because I'm like, I did some bad things.
And that's crazy. I never noticed that until now. But he, like, destroyed everything that she did that was, like, could have been a war crime.
Babe, he had so much time. He had 16 months.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's insane. He's just like, you're a decoy. Like, you know where the real last order member is. And he's like, I don't. But, and she, because of, like, the compulsions on her manacles, she can kind of try to fight him because she has to do
everything in her power to protect the baby.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't really work, but she kind of figures out, like, she's like trying to get him to keep talking, and she's like, oh, are you being this desperate to figure out, like, succeed in this mission? Because, like, he's going to kill Draco.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't. Mm-hmm. And obviously she sees on his face that he's right. And she figures out that he was the one that had to crucio him.
Yeah.
Like, the other day. So then she, like, grows a pair. And just starts talking.
She's like, I'm the last order member, and I did blow up Sussex, and I made the poison, and mm-hmm. I was the handler for the spy Death Eater, and this cage is where your wife was held. Like, okay, yeah. Babe, you're not mm-hmm. a Slytherin at all. Your self-preservation skills are zero.
Well, she's also just trying anything at this point. And you know what? I got to hand it to her. And there's a lot of satisfaction just, like, seeing Lucius just crashing out because he's just like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you don't want to know, like, about Draco, because he was the one who destroyed the last Horcrux, and he was the spy who was helping the Order of the Phoenix. And so he, like, obviously Lucius has, like, a whole psychotic break.
Yeah, and does more legilimency on him.
Yeah, and he, like, sees I don't understand why the first memories that he sees are, like, her and Draco just doing it.
I love that that's at the forefront of her mind.
You know what? Good for you, girl.
You know what? Hell yeah.
You know what? Hell yeah. And so then she's like trying to use that tactic of, like, bringing up certain memories, and she can't because of her occlumency, but then she kind of does it anyway. So I'm like, how are you doing that?
She's just a strong girl.
Yeah, she's on it. And also I feel really bad because she says that since he's not a legilimens, just crushing through, like, random memories in her head, just trying to. And then obviously whenever he sees anything about Narcissa, he stops and just stares.
Oh, then Draco comes.
Yeah, he's, like, in her head, and, like, the room explodes.
Bam.
Bam. The kitty police president. But yeah, I feel like this part is crazy because when I was reading it back today, this is, like, all in, like, a day. You know, like, her, like, she gets breakfast, eats it a little later, and this whole day.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, with Lucius. Lucius is in her head, ravaging memories. Draco's exploding this room.
Yeah.
And on, as he was, like, saving Hermione, like, she's really injured, and he, like, threw his freaking dad in the cage, like, arms up on either side, bloody and battered.
Is this where Lucius is like, oh, you want to save him, or what do you need, like? And then she's like, I need, like, phoenix tears.
He saw the phoenix tears in her memories. And he's like, she brought it forward.
Yeah. Ooh, she's smart.
Yeah. She did that.
Like, he's like, I have phoenix tears. Like, how many do you need? And Draco's, like, not buying it. No, I'm like, bruh. Like,
fuck off. He has zero faith in his father.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Also, he's just like, yeah, you just carry around phoenix tears.
And you know what? That's fair. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I have to preserve the Malfoy. I felt like this was, like, the first thing that was, like, convenient that Sunlin Yu, like, put.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time.
Well, I think it was also set to be, like, the one lucky break that they got. Yeah. Like, the universe gave them one thing, and it was a huge fucking jar of phoenix tears.
Yeah, and he's, like, willing to give it to her, but
kind of. Yeah.
She has to be with him for, like, 10 minutes alone.
Yeah, he just wants to talk to her.
Does she let him?
Yeah, well, she is like, yeah, I'm down. And Draco's like, no. And she's like, I'm going to do this.
So this is when she's like, yeah.
Yeah, so she. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. This does happen really fast.
It happens really fast because she, like, I think he takes her up to her room, rests a little. I think she's.
Oh, yeah. And then she's like, please, Draco, yes, phoenix tears.
Yeah, and he's like, let me save you. Oh, you know what? This is when, like, when they're talking about it, he's like, this is when he's like, Hermione, like, I'm ruined as a duelist. Like, even if you
save me,
he's like, I can't run with you. Like, I haven't killed. And I can't believe this entire time he's just been thinking that
of ways to try and kill him and all these assassination attempts. And just this poor man is so tired. And he also, like, gave up his seat or whatever for in, like, the Wizengamot so that he doesn't have any power.
Really? When was that?
I don't know, but there was, like, this Tumblr post that I was reading on Sunlin Yu because they asked, like, how did he fulfill the vow?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, he always tried to kill Voldemort. He destroyed all the Horcruxes mm-hmm. that he could. And then, like, something about, like, his house seat or something, or, like, money. Like, it was because he wasn't able, he basically prevented himself from gaining power to be, like, the next Dark Lord.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, because he was only, like, kind of an executioner, even though he's really deadly, he never amassed, like, political.
Yeah, but it was only when he was, like, going around different countries trying to find Hermione that Voldemort thought him
that he would
a threat. Yeah. Going around just, like, mm-hmm. gaining all this, like, influence and and relations. And, yeah.
So she was, like, basically she was, like, I'm not. And it's so sad that she has to, like, say it to him. I think it's so sad that she has to look him in the eyes and be like, Draco, like, I'm not asking you to be, like,
to kill him.
To save you. Yeah. I'm not trying to save you so that you kill him. She's like, I'm asking you, I'm trying to do what I always said I would do and, like, get you out and save you so that you can run away with me. And he is like, this is when he kind of, like, has that clarity and, like, nods. And she's like, I'm the last member of the Order of the Phoenix. Like, I think that your vow has been fulfilled in excess.
Yeah.
And that's so, like, I feel like that's such a, like, that feeling of, like, your head breaking above the water. Mm-hmm. Like, of, mm-hmm. like, he, I can't believe he didn't know until now. He just thought that his vow was still unfulfilled. Like,
yeah.
And that was probably half the reason that he was just, like, resigned to die.
Yeah, he's like, there's no way. No way. This is why he also hates the Order. He's like, they really trapped me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's just like, all right, okay. Like, I guess we'll see Daddy.
Ew. And he brought, like, the portrait for him.
Yeah.
And I think this is when it's so cool. Like, I like how Sun Linyu is like, yeah, the Malfoys are like dragons. Like, they're so possessive.
Yeah.
Because, like, you see, like, Lucius being so, like, starved for just even attention from the portrait, because she wouldn't talk to him before this.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I also then, like, they go and they see Lucius, and Draco's like, here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna give me the Phoenix Tears. Yeah. She's gonna set me free, and then you're gonna, like, fiend fire the shit out of yourself in this manner and die.
Yeah. She was like, basically, she was like, I need you to kill yourself. And he was like, funny. And I think, like, when Lucius is, like, snarling at Hermione, the Narciso portrait is like, Lucius, she is all he has. And I'm like, wow, thank you for that one thing. Because that really shuts him up.
The 16-year-old really came in handy.
Really. She did one thing for us.
Yeah.
It was this.
And so he does. He gives it to her. And then, like, she practices on what she's going to do.
I'm holding my breath, because when the Phoenix Tears come out, like, they have to be enough. And they have to be, like, good efficacy and perfectly preserved. Yeah. And, like, Draco does a spell for her. And they are. And I'm
thank God.
This is, like, the first time in the reckonings where I'm like, oh my God, is this gonna work? Like, or am I gonna have my heart broken? Or at least, like, the first time that I was reading through it. I don't think she even gets to practice. She gets to rest a little.
No, in her mind, she's like, okay, and then I'm gonna grab this, and then I'm gonna do this, and then I'm gonna do this, and whatever.
Yeah, she runs through everything. She has it all memorized.
Yeah.
It's nice because you kind of feel like the genius Hermione's back.
I know, I'm like, she's back, baby.
We're so back. We are so back.
Like, I'm getting my personality back. And so she's just like, all right, I gotta cut your arm. I don't know if she needed to do that.
Yeah, well, she has to make the potion and everything, and then, like, and she's doing it all, like, obviously in the drawing room. And I think it's cool that they picked the drawing room, like, where the cage and everything is, because there's so much, like, magic there that they won't be able to detect the spell signatures of whatever else she does.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. But yeah, so she makes the potion, and he's like, and she's done, and the Phoenix Tears work, and she's just, like, locked in.
So she makes the potion, and then she's like, all right, Draco, like, I'm gonna cut off your arm. And then she's freaking out, and then Lucius doesn't help, and he's like, what?
He's like, you are gonna maim my son.
She's like, if I had any other choice, like, do you think I want to do
first
that?
Of all, she's already panicking about having
and
to,
they're
like,
on a time crunch, babe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because they have to get the way that they get the manacles off is both of them say Morse Mordre.
She has to, like, give him the potion. Or no, I think, she has to get her manacles off, do the amputation, and then because the dark mark was, like, meant to basically have to bleed out and die.
Yeah.
If they ever tried to get it off, like, this potion that she created with the Phoenix Tears helps them survive, which I think is so cool.
Genius.
And also it's genius that, like, A, he can track through the dark mark, and if you ever try, it's actually, like, a freaking collar around your neck. Like, you cannot escape it.
Well, that's how Karkaroff died, so.
Oh, no way. When did he die?
In book
5? He was alive in book 4.
Yeah, he was alive in book 4.
And
book
he came 5? To the graveyard, didn't he?
Yeah. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Oh, he died in book 4 and he fled.
He didn't die. I don't think he died in book 4, but he definitely fled. He wasn't there. And Voldemort was like, I'm gonna get him.
Yeah.
So she has to cut his arm off, and she's like, do you want me to stupefy you? And he's like, no, because this could be, like, their last moments together.
It's really sad. And also he's just, like, so trusting of her. I think it's crazy that it's like the first time.
And she just amputates.
Jumps in. Yeah.
His arm. Yeah, it's crazy. And then she's just like, I don't have time to like, you know, make it a really nice stitching. Like, I'm just like mm-hmm. doing everything I can. Mm-hmm. And like, she does it. And
Lucy is just stewing about the fact that there's a Malfoy on the loose without an arm, without a Malfoy
like,
arm attached.
You're going to be dead in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. First of all, I think it's crazy that he agreed to kill himself.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe this is why it's good that he has a few screws loose.
Yeah, he was like on board with just
it's like I get to be with my wife.
Yeah, I guess he is just like after if I save my son. I think it's where like preserving like the line slash like the love for his only mm-hmm. like his only child comes in.
Yeah.
But I still can't believe he agreed to do that. But he was like, what's gonna happen? There's no way that I survive, I guess.
Yeah.
If Draco's gone.
So after like post amputation, like Draco's like not
Yeah, she like has to administer upright. The potion. Yeah.
He's like he's lost so much blood and obviously is in a lot of pain. So she has to be the one to like tell Lucius like, okay, you know what to do. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes to the horses. Thank God.
Yeah.
Draco showed her.
Yeah.
What it was. And
Agranian.
Yeah. I think she had to like ask like Bobbin to help him up mm-hmm. like on the horse. And he's in front of her and she's like
holding him.
And he just says, okay, take me home. And then they're flying. This entire time, I'm like, something is going to go wrong.
No, me too. I think it's crazy. And I think like while they're leaving, does like the Dark Mark is like calling Lucius or something? I don't know. But she's just like, okay, you're going to do it, right? Yeah. And as she's leaving, like the whole freaking manor like explodes in like a freaking fiend fire. Yeah. Flame dragon thing.
Bye.
That's great. And I think there's something poetic about like Narcissa dying like that. And then
oh yeah,
Lucius is just like looking at her portrait. And like one thing about the Malfoy men, they love their spouse.
Yeah. They're like, she died like that. I'm going to die like that. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Realize that until right now. Mm-hmm. They make it to Denmark, thank God. Mm-hmm. And the entire time Hermione is like freaking out because Draco's like, you know,
he's struggling
and she's just like, I don't know what else to do. And he like wakes up and is like, Nyx.
Yeah.
And then the elf comes and they they go into like the little room and
it's just a little cottage.
Yeah, it is. And then like Nyx doesn't know how to cook, so they're just having like burnt sausages.
Yeah, burnt something. And
the entire time I'm like, something's gonna happen.
No, like, I can't believe like at this point I'm just like, I can't believe this is it. Like they're out.
And then like nothing, like they're there for a couple of days, like waiting for Draco to like replenish. And mm-hmm. Hermione has some potions and whatever. Yeah. They're like drinking like nutrition potions because like the food is so bad. Yeah,
but already he's like putting like blood wards and stuff around this house because he's so like paranoid.
Yeah.
And
like, she's like, we're safe, right? And he's like, yeah, we're safe. Yeah. And she's like, then why are you blood warding?
Yeah. And she's even not sure that her unbreakable vow thing like went through.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you made that vow.
Yeah, please.
And come on.
There's too many anxieties.
Reassure me a little bit. Yeah. But then like once they're ready, after Draco rests, like she's sleeping and she wakes up and he just has like, and he's done this before, like in the break after like Lucius legitimacied her. But now that they're in this cottage and out, he's like looking at her brain diagnostics and
oh yeah,
she's a mess up there. Oh, we forgot to say. Okay, so when they had like the 10-minute conversation, she also promised Lucius like if he ever wants to go and leave me, like I'm gonna let him go.
Oh yeah.
And he's
swear
on your magic.
Okay, and then finally, like I guess they have to leave. I don't know why she wants to stay there, but
yeah, I like Denmark.
Oh yeah. So then when he's like looking at her, like she still has like a weird brain and it's actually like red and stuff in certain areas. And she's like, no, I can't access certain memories. And he's like, what memories? And she's like, all about your mom. And he's like, oh, all right, you're fine.
You don't need to know that. Is that later or is this now?
No, I think that's now. And she's like, no, that really mattered to me because like that. And I do understand because mm-hmm. that was the whole reason why he like turned coat in the first place.
And also started opening up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Ugh, it's like that
post. He like doesn't give a fuck as long as there's nothing wrong with her.
Yeah.
He's like, you forget about my mom. You forget about me. I don't give a shit.
But are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, they make it to the final destination.
Yeah.
And it's a little island off the coast of like
somewhere
in Asia.
Yeah. They're in the in the forest.
And Ginny sees her, and yeah. she sees Ginny, and they like run to and each
it's
other.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
And is this the epilogues now, or is this like mm-hmm. the last?
Oh, yeah, okay. now we're at the epilogues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all the same to right? me. I'm not sure Whatever. Because I will never, like, I just, obviously, I'm never not going to read a manacled epilogue.
Yeah. And Draco's just like, all right, you guys have your little reunion. Like, I'm a go. Because Ginny's immediately, like, horrible to him. Because Ginny slaps him right off the mm-hmm. gate. Like,
he has an amputated arm.
And he's weak and he's tired and he didn't even know he was going to survive. And this is the last thing he needs.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And I'm just like, I hated Ginny before and I hate her still.
You're so right. Ginny's not that great
like
here.
Her.
No.
I don't like her.
And then Ginny's just like, okay, let me show you around while, like, Draco's like, and like, Hermione is not mentally like ready to yeah. be separated from Draco right mm-hmm. now, and she just like starts showing her the house and starts like blabbing and like doesn't feed her right away, which is crazy.
Yeah, you were raised by Molly Weasley. Where get
channel that.
Yeah, seriously. And I obviously she doesn't know about like the agoraphobia, and also Hermione is like so used to having all these wards. Like Draco had like 80 wards on her room.
Yeah.
Which is insane to and, like keep her comfortable.
Yeah, and she's just like talking to her and she's saying how like she wanted to kill James like oh, yeah. as soon as he was born. And then like it I do understand that it must have been really
it's
weird
like
for
first,
Ginny.
Yeah.
You know?
Like her first human contact in so
for
long.
So long, yeah. And like, I do really feel for her, but I also think she's, like, kind of a bad friend to Hermione right now. And mm-hmm. she's just like, anyways, like, do you think that vow was fulfilled? Like, is Draco going to die? Like, Tiki, like.
Yeah, Ginny. She was like, how is he here? And she's like, what if something went wrong? And Hermione's like, what if something went wrong?
Yeah, and has, like, a panic attack. Like,
why would you ever say that?
Ugh.
Do you know the reason you're here right now?
And Ginny has to send her horse out to
yeah
Draco,
and like he has to come and help her breathe. But I'm just like, Ginny's like surprisingly okay. Like, I know you have a baby, but like I know it's been like a year and a half, or it's been like yeah. it's been like a year and a half, but everybody's dead. Do you know that?
Well, I guess she had to move on because of her kid, and she mm-hmm. couldn't be like broken or anything. I also feel like it's interesting that there's no relationship between Draco and Ginny.
Yeah,
like,
I would
there's
have
nothing.
Wanted to know every single detail about how Hermione was doing.
Yeah.
Like, and you knew that, like, Hermione was so alone in the war. Like, wouldn't this have, like, made a lot of sense, even if it was insane?
And wouldn't you be like, how did it happen or whatever? But I guess, like, they're just trying to show that Draco, like, doesn't give a fuck yeah. about anyone else except yeah. for Hermione.
But nobody else really give a fuck about Hermione yeah. enough.
And, like, Ginny has a problem with that. And she's yeah. just like, you do realize he's, like, only nice to
Yeah, she waits you. A while before saying it, but still.
Yeah, because, like, Draco's pretending to sleep. He sleeps for days.
Yeah, they both, like, sleep for so long.
They deserve it.
Yeah, and I'm so happy for them. I'm just, like, I'm so, like, ecstatic by this chapter, but it's still, like, kind of sad because every morning, like, he leaves the house, goes around the island, like, puts up blood wards.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, she goes through his pockets and pulls out, like, literally any and every dark artifact that he could have found. She's like, is this all you brought with you? She's like, he's not in the war anymore and he doesn't know how to be anything but a soldier.
Dude, I totally get it. Like, I think there was so just trauma bonded for so long mm-hmm. and, like, just there's stress levels, their cortisol levels were like through the roof forever.
Forever.
I think it's so hard for them to like come to like a calm place and like
yeah.
sit down and sit still.
Right.
And I also think I'm like, what do you guys talk about now?
Well, first they're waiting for like that one Daily Prophet article.
Like, yeah, that's true. Also, what did you think about James and like meeting Hermione and like Hermione meeting James?
I think she's just like, oh, that's a baby.
I do appreciate that, like, the way she Hermione sees Ginny behave with James and she's like, oh shit, I'm gonna have a child.
Yeah.
And how am I gonna behave with yeah. this child?
It's crazy, like, her pregnancy was kind of like the least of her concerns mm-hmm. after like she got her memories back. And I think that's so valid. Like, all of a sudden she's like, oh, like, I'm on the other side of this. Now I'm gonna have to figure out how to be a mom.
Yeah. I think it's really cool that she makes a little robot arm for Draco.
I love that she makes him like prosthetics and keeps researching them. And the way that he set up their house
is
everything.
I do like that Ginny's like, we should have dinner,
mm-hmm.
but like we can keep separate.
Yeah.
And then I do appreciate that she was there for Hermione when she gives birth.
Yeah. And Topsy.
And Topsy.
Yeah. I love that Topsy got her moment of being like, F you to Draco and like kicking him in the shins and like crying. And she's like taking James away and she's still crying.
Wiping her tears. Yeah. I thought it was really sad that when she gives birth and then Draco's just like looking outside, like wanting to leave. And he's like, I'm going to go. And she's like, why did you come with me if you wanted to leave?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I think he's freaking out. I like that, like, when she's laboring.
Wait. Oh, yeah. And then, like, Ginny's like, do you want to catch her? Like, catch your daughter? And he's like,
it doesn't even deem with an answer. It's like, do you know who I am? I think he's just paranoid that Hermione's going to die during childbirth, first of all.
Like, oh, yeah.
I would be. She's not doing so hot.
No.
But so also, when she's laboring, I like how he's like, just agreeing with everything she says. She's like, I'm tired. He's like, I know. I'm hungry. I know. Like,
I've been pushing for so long. I know.
She's like, stop agreeing with me.
And then he just doesn't.
He just doesn't talk again. Also, like, Ginny does definitely come around because, like she's, like, climbing all these stairs to try to get into labor. And she's like, okay, if this doesn't work, like, let's eat something spicy or something. And then she's like, I'm going to try something else. And she's like, I have Draco like a fucking snack. Ginny's like, all right, well, I'm going to go.
I'm like, she knows her cues.
See, Ginny, like, you know they make sense.
Yeah. And then so she has her daughter, Aurora? I like Aurora.
Rory.
Let's call her Rory.
I hate Rory. She's giving Gilmore Girls.
So she gives birth and Draco wants to leave and she's like, no, come here. She's so stubborn. She's like, come here and look at your daughter. And I totally agree with Hermione. She is so strong because if my partner was behaving that way when I was giving birth to their child, I'd be like raging.
I think it's just really sad and I feel so bad for him because he's like, I've had to kill children before.
Yeah.
He's like, everything I've ever done is kill people.
Yeah,
but I think he's never had an attachment to it.
Yeah.
It's like, even when she would have him feel the movements, like he reacted to the heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, he was humoring her, like anything that had to do with her, he was interested in. But then when it was just the baby, he was like, yeah, I get it. But yeah. I think the thing that convinces him is still to do with her because she's like, I don't know how I'm going to be. Like, I don't know how my mind is going to be in the future. And if I'm not all there, like, you have to be the one that's, like,
yeah,
telling her about me and, like, remembering things for me. And, like, and he's like, oh, shit.
So she's just like, look at her. Like, she's your daughter. Like, she's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to care. And he, like, reluctantly, like, looks down at her. And then
he's hooked.
I like how he like puts like a finger like near her and she like grasps onto it and that's all it took.
That's all it takes. That's so cliche.
I like that Rory has black.
I feel like it's Aurora.
Aurora.
Aurora. Somebody tell us. I have
no idea.
Yeah.
I like Aurora.
Okay.
Borealis. She has Hermione's hair and Draco's
eyes. Ah! Yes. We needed the silver eyes.
And Draco talks to his daughter more than he talks to anyone else.
They're like little buddies. I like that in the rest of the epilogues. I don't like that, like, James is there.
You don't like James?
I hate James.
James hater.
I'm a James hater.
You get why Draco doesn't like him.
Everything to do with the Potters at this point. Like, I'm sorry, that's where I'm at.
He's
right
just
now.
Like this golden retriever, and Aurora is just like this black cat.
Yeah,
but energy.
She loves her books. I like when she beats him with a book.
That's mine.
That makes me laugh. But it's insane how, like, first of all, I love that, like, Hermione just has a potions lab. You know, like, I like that they're doing things besides just like being parents.
Yeah, that's true. I also feel like, are you still paranoid at this point as a reader, like, that something bad is gonna happen, or have you gotten over it?
I've gotten over it, but then she screams, and when, like, Hermione just grabs a knife and runs, and, like, the visceral reaction that they have.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Ginny doesn't really have that reaction. Like, she's like,
she's just like, oh, no. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, like, her kid just got beat up. So she's just, like, patting.
Yeah. He deserved it.
And also, Ginny has been safe in this island for so long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think it's so funny that, like, the baby, Aurora's not even sorry. She's just walloping him over the head.
As she should.
I'm like, yeah, go off.
Sis. Yeah. Ginny decides that she needs to do something finally.
I don't know. I hate this idea.
Why?
I hate that she abandoned Hermione. I'm not saying that I'm not criticizing the fic. I just I'm like, oh, you, Hermione gave up everything to come take care of you. And like now when it's time, you're leaving her. And but I do see that I like when she's like, you guys, you feel so guilty for leaving the war, Hermione. And look at, you sold yourself.
Yeah, you did so much.
I'm like, whoa, don't remind her.
Yeah, because earlier on, when Ginny is trying to talk to Hermione about this weird ass relationship to her with Draco, she's just like, you know what? We did a lot. Someone else can do something.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank God she finally says that.
Yeah, because she's just like, who's going to kill Voldemort? And she's like, that's not my problem, actually.
No, literally.
Yeah, so she's just like, okay, I need to start training. Mm-hmm. And Draco trains Ginny and... I like how Hermione's like, yeah, I realized that he was really nice to me. And I've read those flashbacks, so I can't imagine him being any meaner.
She was doing fucking order trainings where they were doing a little stupefy here and there.
Do you know what? I think he put all of his pent up aggression about the order on Ginny. When he was training her, he's like.
And I have no regrets about that. She got a cushy little life out of it.
Yeah. And you know what? Thanks to her training, she goes, oh, also, I feel really bad that she has to abandon James.
James, yeah.
Yeah. But basically, they go out and they
And this is a while after. Voldemort's still alive.
Yeah.
And Aurora's
five. James is five.
Yeah.
Aurora's three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three or four. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm, something like that. So she goes out to the mainland, gets him a puppy, and is like, okay, I'm going to go bye. Yeah.
And what did they name him? Padfoot or something?
That's cute.
Okay. Hi, Sirius. Again, we cannot get rid of him. I'm just kidding. I hate everybody except Draco and Hermione.
And then she goes and then she's only gone for a month?
No, dude. I think she's gone several months. She's gone 5-6 months. Oh. She comes back before James's 6th birthday or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I thought she was back really quick and I was like, that was insane. guys, knows. Can you tell that we stopped our outline?
We got tired.
We got tired. Basically, I really like how Avondale kills it again and there's a picture of her coming out of the rubble of the castle. Ginny came out.
Voldemort.
How'd she do that? Her scar.
She went in with Macusa agents.
Yes. Yes. And she, Avada's the shit out of Voldemort, and then she comes back.
Her only killing curse.
Yeah,
yeah.
She came back, and she was to Hermione. She's like, "Look, we're rebuilding."
Yeah, she did
London.
Yeah, while she was there, she I think the reason she left is she's pissed at how the whole war efforts are being run. Nothing is changing. All the pure blood families that had surrogates are trying to basically control the narrative with money, and she's like, "Fuck this." I'm assuming she said that she was had Harry Potter's baby and she is obviously Ginny Weasley and she killed Voldemort. Obviously she suddenly has a lot of influence.
Yeah.
And she was long lost and now she's found.
And Ginny's we're rebuilding. You should see the way people talk about Draco. They talk about him we used to talk about Voldemort. He's
they whisper his
so
name.
Feared. And there's no way that we can clear his name, but you can come to Britain. What makes her think she would do that?
She's telling her basically all of Hermione's ideas and policies are the ones that she's trying to implement.
And she's you should be there front and center, and Hermione's bro, I'm tired. And also Ginny's just listen, you need to understand that he's not he's a very cold person and he only cares about you and Aurora, and
I wonder how he came to be that way. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then she's Hermione says you have to mean a killing curse, and he thought
Ginny says that you have to mean curse or something. Yeah.
And Hermione's and who did you think of when you were casting it to Voldemort? And she's oh my god, I thought of Harry. Mm-hmm. She's I really like that she says that if he's a monster,
I'm his maker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's everything that he did because he was so angry because of me, and for me, and everything that he did is on my head too. And she's thought that so many times throughout the fic. And I also while I was writing our notes today, I realized when Lucius comes back to Britain, and before he sees Hermione, you hear him and Draco talking as they're walking through the manor. Mm-hmm. Lucius is you're nothing but his guard dog of killing curses or whatever. And he's unforgivables are nothing. They're just an outpouring of emotion. And I was so Draco that means them because he's all of his pent up rage and it's like pouring out in his killing curses, not for the person he's killing, but at Voldemort.
Yeah.
And like everything that he's mad about with Hermione.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Who needs therapy when you can just cast killing curses, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
James and Aurora have to say bye because they're going to go to England.
Yeah. Ginny's like, I'm going to leave now. And this is where I'm mad at her. I'm like, you didn't have to move. Like,
I mean, what else was she going to do, though? I do feel bad for like the kids. And then
I do feel bad for the kids. And I think like the Weasleys are always meant to be a little revolutionary.
Like, James gives Aurora like Padfoot and he's like, he's still my dog, though.
Like, OK, whatever.
Yeah. And then it's really sad that like Aurora is like never like the happy kid anymore. Like, she's just way more serious. And they tried to take her to the mainland to like play, have her kids mingle, but she finds it so stressful that like she's like, okay, I can't tell people about like magic, but then magical people, I can't tell them who my parents are. Like, it's just like so stressful to her. So she's just like a recluse. And like, she's growing up and she's just like, oh, I wish that I could go to England. And it's really sad. Healer Stroud drowns.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise. And then Hermione and Draco have like a fight. I think it's so like, oh my God, like when Draco's just like, okay, like bye, or when Hermione goes, okay, Aurora, like you gotta go up, like I need to talk to your dad. Yeah. And she's just like, Healer Stroud died. And he's like, huh, that's great. And and then like she's just like, I know it was you. And he like drops, like she describes how he like drops the facade, and all of a sudden it's like
she can see that he's like
kind of menacing to her, like, about it.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
that
like
was
back to being the High Reeve.
Yeah. Like, that was crazy. Like,
she's like, do you want me or do you want like to do this?
Like, I felt so bad for Hermione.
Yeah. And like, she's also, I think that day she was like just having a rough day because that was the day when Aurora came back from like the Muggle town, and she had a paper crane, and she was like, if you could wish for anything, what would it be, Aurora? And she's like, I wish I could go to Hogwarts. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
You and every other kid.
Yeah. No, literally. Get in line.
Yeah. And so she just like confronts Draco and is just like, when is this ever going to be enough? And I feel for her. Mm-hmm. I do feel like Draco's a little bit like, I don't know what to do with my
free time. I'm just like, I kind of see on his, I'm on his side.
Really?
Yeah. When am I not? I think I'm just like, did you really think that he was gonna let her go? She was a Stroud, like she was a disgusting person.
Yeah,
she did horrible things. She was like actually a mad doctor scientist that just thought the world was her little plaything.
And yeah, and I guess he is the reason why she is the reason why he had to like rape
do
her.
All of these things to Hermione. Like, of course. I think like with his background
he's justified. That's fine. Anyways, they promise like that, you know, it's just gonna be them. And
I guess it's a big deal because like he could have gotten caught or something. I don't know.
He was exposing himself.
I know he was disguised AF.
Like, a mustache and a fedora.
He had curly brown hair and was wearing pink heart glasses.
Okay, so the very last epilogue is they're saying bye to Aurora, sending her off to like the station.
Yeah.
And Hermione's like, 18. Yeah. And Hermione's like, you know why she's going, right? And Draco's like, ah, fuck me.
Cause she's going after James.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Aurora comes out in Diagon Alley or whatever.
Yeah. And she's accepted a 5-year contract to Gringotts. And I just, like, I understand, like, wanting to go
follow a boy.
No, to go out of the country and, like, find yourself and, like, work. And, like, I get it. But, like, to leave your dad and mom and go to a different country for, like, a boy is kind of crazy.
It's crazy. Like, are you joking? Especially now that you, like, know everything that happened is insane.
Like, you want to go back to the place that, like, did that to your parents.
Yeah.
I also feel like, I don't know, I'm just like, you want to leave your parents, like, to
they
me.
Have nobody else.
I know.
They did everything for you.
Yeah. Ginny's just like, oh my God, like, you were like so smart. Like, you inherited like your mom's like smart genes. And oh my God, I'm so embarrassed because my son is such a dumbass. I'm like, Aurora,
she's
that's who you like?
Molly Weasley so hard.
That's who you like.
Yeah, that's your fans?
That's crazy.
Please.
Yeah. And also someone is like, oh my God, you look just like Hermione. And Ginny has to be like, Hermione was a friend.
Yeah. It's pre-war. It's Angelina. Yeah. And they have like those prosthetics on their fingers that because Hermione like made such a good prosthetic Draco that she like anonymously submitted blueprints into hospitals for, and they were able to like use it
And she was able to like utilize the magic that the manacles used. Mm-hmm. So she like used the manacles as like a blueprint for like.
Yeah, because they can like think things and their prosthetics will like work for them. Yeah. And she was like, I wanted that knowledge to be used for something good. And I remember during one of the epilogues, like she made them in her lab that Draco made for her in that house. And when she showed him, and he was able to do like wandless magic. Yeah, he was just like, you're so better than anybody that I've ever known. Aww. And I just like love how much he loves her.
Yeah.
And nobody else.
I get it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I do get it. But yeah.
I just wish like, so that was like Hermione's kind of like what she did. I wish Draco had like a thing he did too. Like
I think he helps with research. I think he goes around like the island and like reinforces it. I think he's on safety duty.
I think it would be great if he like invented new wards.
I also just think, I think that's a great, he definitely does that. I also think he just likes to sit and look at Hermione, like being alive and existing. That's and he's true. Probably, you know,
but
he's
for like 18 years. You yeah. know? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No wonder Aurora's like, I gotta get out of here.
It's like my parents are middle aged and they won't stop boinking like rabbits. Oh yeah, I sure because of like all of his healery tendencies that Hermione gave him, I'm sure he's like desperately looking for like some way to help all of her mind stuff because she's just been not that doing well.
That would have been really great if he like fixed her mind stuff like while she's working on like fixing his hand and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I think he was like hunting down healers because they saw some.
Yeah,
but yeah. And it ended up being that, like, the fetal magic kind of protected some of her.
Yeah. And also, like, but because she did so much dark magic before, like, with the bombs everything, like, it's just, like, irreversible at this point. True. Like, it didn't help her, like, mental views or whatever.
And there's, like, so many of those sad little things from, like, the war that they just can't get rid
of. And apparently, like, the heart of Isis was protecting her, but the second that she gave it to Draco, like, it's...
Yeah, it started protecting him.
So anyways, back to the last epilogue.
Yeah, they're in Flourish and Blots.
Yeah, Ginny's like, this was your mom's favorite, like, store. Aurora's like, of course. So she goes in and there's like this new edition post-war book, a tell-all. And she...
I think it's by one of the Bagshots, right?
Probably. And then she grabs it and then she immediately... is like, oh, I wonder if they, like, she starts reading it and James is like, what are you doing? And she like gets all guilty.
He's like all up in her space. I know, like, get away from her. She just got back.
She's all guilty because she's like, I'm going to see if they have like anything of dad. And then she goes and obviously like, it's just like horrible lies about like the High Reeve and like how he's like soulless and like whatever. And then
they're definitely true.
Yeah. He's not soulless.
Yeah, he's not soulless.
Yeah.
Not too much on my girl.
and then James is like, don't even read it. Like, they're never going to say the truth, even though like mom wanted. So Ginny wanted to. But then they're like, no, don't do that.
Right.
And then
I'm glad that James kind of understands being like Harry Potter's son.
Yeah. And then she's just like, I wonder if they even have like, and then no,
if
sorry.
They
and then
mention
and then,
mom. Yeah.
Yeah. And then sorry. And then Aurora's just like, sorry, I get so like frustrated about it, but like I have no one to talk to and I've had to like write down lies in my tests and all of these things. Aww. And she's like, but I'm really glad that I have you. And I understand,
you're 18,
but I understand why she likes him. Like, she can, he's the only one who actually knows her.
I'm like, how could she actually be with anybody else?
No, literally.
She has no other options. The pool is actually down to one.
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah, you'll always have me, or like whatever. And then they go to the last, because she's like, I wonder if they have mom. And then
the very end of the fic is like that there's a picture of like Harry and Ron and Hermione at Christmas 2003, I think. Or 2000, like 2002, that one where she got in a fight with Harry on purpose and she's wearing her Slytherin green sweater and they all look so frail and like the war is like weighing on them, and the only place that Hermione's mentioned is just like a footnote.
Yeah. And it says she was a healer and was a non-active member of the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah. Does it even say, wait, does it ever even say that she's a healer? So yeah, there's like a picture from like that Christmas 2002 when she got into that fight with Harry. And it just says it's like the Hogwarts trio and it's them sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. Hermione in between Harry and Ron.
Yeah, when like Molly forced them to like take a picture. Mm-hmm.
Basically, like the only place she's mentioned is in this footnote, and the caption is like there's a whole thing about like how, like there's a chapter on Ron, and they're like Hermione Granger was a Muggle-born witch, and she was sent off to be like a healer during the war, and then she was a surrogate in the repopulation program.
Scaring her out.
Yeah, first of all, you didn't need to say all that. But yeah, like they don't say anything about how much she healed, and then the last line is she was a non-active member of the Order of the Phoenix and did not fight, and that makes me rage. Yeah, like I cannot believe, like, it just, that's crazy. And I guess like because Draco deleted all the incriminating files,
yeah, at least she's not, at least there's no more,
at least she's not being called like a war criminal. Yeah. I guess, but yeah. I just want to know how the conversation went about like telling James, but mostly telling Aurora about like Aurora about what happened. Everything. Yeah, like, yeah. How did that? I wish we had gotten that.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that Sen Lanyu said that she was thinking about making Manigold, like, at the end, be in Aurora's mm-hmm. perspective.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, and that she set the record straight. But I think this is, like, way more realistic that their story is, like, this is what happens in war. And, like, mm-hmm. her and Draco's story are just going to be, like, buried with them. And yeah.
Well, I think, like, did she ever say that it's kind of not, because she was saying that a lot of people have kind of correctly picked up on the fact that the tone of the story is like Aurora telling her mom's story through Hermione's eyes. And then I thought Sen Lanyu was like, I kind of left it ambiguous.
Yeah. So,
but she was definitely thinking about confirming.
Yeah. But I like the ambiguity.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah. What do you think happens after, like, do you think, so obviously Aurora and James, they got together.
Yeah.
Did you read their one shot?
I did read it. Draco is the worst father-in-law. I did read it.
Yeah, I he's wanted kind of a lot more. I know. Yeah. There, what she's also called? Like annoying. Forever is something in Nows. Forever is composed of Nows or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've made it's up not, Nows.
Is it written by something new?
It is. It is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And okay, so I think obviously they get together. I think he moves to New Zealand because she wants to be closer to her parents, as she should.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I just think it's fun. Like, I want to see Draco as like a grandpa.
That would be so nice to, yeah, like he just has like another chance to like be person to somebody again. Yeah. And like just untouched by like that little baby would have absolutely no like blemishes from like, you know, and trauma from the war and stuff. I think that's really nice. I am fiending for some retribution and for like the wizarding world to know what they did for everybody. Like, I need to, like, I want everybody to know
about Draco and Hermione.
Yeah, and what they really did for everybody. Yeah, because
so your team Aurora like sets everything straight.
I hope in the future, yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just, the thing is, if you think about it, how would it ever happen?
Maybe like Aurora makes like a fiction love romance book about the war.
Oh.
And then that's how people get hooked onto it. And then she's like,
a Manigold within
it's
Manigold.
Actually my parents. Mm. Surprise.
Yeah. Maybe. But I guess it's just that, like, if you think about it, she would never be able to be in like wizarding society after that.
Yeah,
if that was, everybody knew that was her dad, and that's like the sad part.
Maybe she can, well, she lives, she has access to a very heavily warded island. So
just goes right back into hiding. Yeah. After she ran after this boy. It's nice that like Hermione's just kind of like, now what, and Draco's just like, whatever we want.
Yeah.
And I like that they get to keep doing that.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, yes. And then you said that they don't live as long as wizards do and witches do, but that they...
Because of all the dark magic.
Dark magic. But they lived until, like, I think 70s, 80s, which I'll take.
How do you know 70s, 80s?
Because she said it in her Tumblr. Guys, okay. I was...
I love that you bring deep. All these facts. 70s, 80s. I like it. Like, yeah. I think they're tired. They need to rest now.
Yeah. I think Hermione dies first and then Draco goes ends with himself.
Her. Yeah.
Sorry, trigger warning. But I think... She also said that he probably like goes to Aurora and is like, I think like my time is going to be up and stuff, which I think is kind of sad. Like, in my opinion, I think it's like kind of like fucked up to tell your kid like, I'm going to go.
No, I don't think so. I think she knows who her dad is. Like, he exists because Hermione exists.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I hope at this point, like, she has a good support system with James and her
and I hope that
children,
like,
or whatever,
when they are gone, like, I hope that's when she can kind of like bring forth their story.
Yeah, that would be nice. Or maybe like their children doesn't, you know what I, maybe it needs to be like generations removed for them to accept what really happened.
Yeah.
As happens, you know. Yeah,
Alchemize is coming out, and for some reason it's coming out September. Okay, I didn't realize that it would be another romanticy. I thought she was gonna like do this story with like in the real world.
No,
I don't know. I'm stupid.
I like a romanticy.
I like a romanticy too, but I was like reading all these names and I was like, oh my god, I'm so confused.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm gonna.
I can't believe she had to like redo a whole healing system.
I know that's been so, so hard. Much work. I would be hating my life, but I'm so excited to see where it goes. And yeah. I think when Alchemized comes out, I think we can definitely do like a proper review episode because it's not fanfic.
It's a book.
And I'm so excited to read it, and I feel like it's gonna be amazing. And I wonder if she's gonna go a different route with like
I think
them and how they like after.
I would be happy with either.
Mm-hmm.
I trust her.
I'm intrigued to see what's similar and what's different and what's completely new.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, thank
that's
God.
The end of our Manacled series. Guys, hope we haven't bored everybody to tears, but I had a grand old time.
Yeah. It was great for me.
Yeah. This is the most I've smiled talking about Manacled.
Yeah. Guys.
It was fun.
Green. Do you think we managed some mischief?
I think we totally managed some mischief today, Neha.
Are we unmanacled?
No. We're unmanacled. Mors Mordre.
Mors Mordre. Avada Kedavra.
Oh my god.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this little Dramione book club. Please rate us, preferably 5 stars, and don't forget to click that little follow button to get a notification every time we post, which is every other Monday.
And make sure to check us out on social media where we create content quite regularly. Our TikTok is at Dramione Diaries Pod and our Instagram is at Dramione Diaries. Bye!